Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Hi, Drew. I just wanted to file a claim.
All righty. And what is that social?
423-439-4005.
And what is your first and last name?
Jeremy Smith.
And your date of birth, Mr. Smith?
June 28, 1995.
And your mother's maiden name?
Candace Tennille Smith.
All righty. And Mr. Smith, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
All right. And is English your first, is English your preferred language?
Yes.
All righty. Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
All right. Who's the issuing state?
Alabama.
And what is the driver's license number?
8555697.
All right. And Mr. Smith, if you are approved for payments, you have options to receive your benefits either through direct deposit into a checking or savings account, through a traditional bank like Guardian or Regions, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All righty. And is that going into a checking or savings account?
A checking.
All right. And what is the routing number?
1 second, sure. Hey, I need my routing account number. I'm on the phone with the unemployment benefits. And I need those two things so they can file this claim for me. No, I never got that. I don't know what's going on with that. Ain't my fault. Damn, I don't know about this. Okay. And I don't got time for it to be wrong.
I'm telling you, this issue in the state card. Can
I get a state card?
Yeah. And just so you know, it does take 5 to 7 days after you are approved for payments to receive it, okay?
Okay.
And what is a good mailing address for you?
Yeah. I don't want people to know. They don't know. That's gonna make me so. That's gonna make me so. I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be more depressed.
Hey, please, they will hang up on you. You can't do that.
Okay. What's the PO box? The PO box is 492.
492?
Yes.
And what city is that in?
Montrose, Alabama. 36659. Oh, I'm sorry. 36559. That's the zip code. 36559.
And what is your home address?
123
Melanie Lou.
And can you spell that for me?
123 MELANIE Loop.
And is that in Montrose? And is that in Montrose too?
No, that's in, no, the city is Daphne, Alabama.
But your P.O. box is in Montrose?
Yes.
And what's the mailing address? What's the zip code for your Daphne address?
36526.
All right. And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
What's your number?
That's your number.
Let me see. 251. I can find the number. 251. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the number, true. I'm so sorry. The number is 251-656-5587.
All right, just to confirm, I have 251-656-5587.
Yes.
All right, just to confirm your mailing and home address, I have your mailing address. It's P.O. Box 492 in Montrose, Alabama, 36559. And your home address as 123 Melanie Loop, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Yes.
All right, and just so you know, Mr. Smith, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions.
Okay.
In which of the following states does Norma Smith currently live her own property? Alaska, Maryland, North Carolina, Rhode Island, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
Not familiar with this person.
In which of the following cities does Candace Smith currently live or own property? Compton, California, Fremont, California, Lakewood, California, Santa Ana, California, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
I believe it's Santa Ana, California.
In what county do you currently live? Walker, Marion, Autauga, Baldwin, or none of the above?
Baldwin.
What month was Leonard Smith born in? January, March, August, October, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
March.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Leonard Smith? 22 to 26, 54 to 58, 69 to 73, 78 to 82, or none of the above?
69 to 73.
How old is he? He is. He's not. He said 80 and. No. I'm sorry. Drew, can I get that question again? I'm so sorry.
Which of the following age ranges best describes Leonard Smith best fit in? 22 to 26, 54 to 58, 69 to 73, 74 to 82.
74 to 82.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Yes. COVID.
Have you worked since the last time that you filed?
Yes, I filed, yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
And what was the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked was on, January 21st.
All right.
I'm currently unemployed.
Did you file for or receive? Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title at this most recent job?
I was a line cook at Arby's.
And are you looking for work in the same occupation?
No.
Is there a particular occupation that you are looking for work in?
I'm trying to do HVAC in college. I'm trying to go to college to get a certificate.
Are you currently registered for any training for HVAC?
No. Can you help me out?
That is not something that we can do on this line. However, you can look through the Alabama Works website, which we'll get to at the end of this, and they'll be able to help you.
Okay.
And who is the most recent employer you worked? You said you worked for
Arby's.
What was the name on your pay stub? Was there another name on it?
Just 1 second.
Hey, but you also have that other job at living at the Anthony U that you do for the interface site.
Okay.
Anthony U report the gig work. You know the gig work, you get the income tax site.
Do you report the gig work at the income tax place? It's like self employment. But I don't get a 1099.
That is a question that is not for my department.
Okay. I didn't want to. I've got to tell you that I worked somewhere else. I worked part time at Arby's, and then I worked part time at Dollar General.
So which one do you want me to use? Do you want me to use Dollar General or Arby's? Which one is the most recent?
I'm using Arby's. I'm using Arby's. I'm using Arby's, true. 'Cause she,
Firebrand. like on your paycheck, what it says. Yeah, I'm saying on your paycheck when it comes to the bank. The payroll is good. That's what he does.
It's Arby's or Inspire Brands. That's the name. That's what's on that pay stub.
Okay, thank you.
I told him Arby.
Well, here's the address. You need that?
Sure, do you need the address for Arby?
Was it a franchise or was it a corporate office?
I don't know. I didn't answer that. She didn't just come to Inspired Brand or Arby. That's all it is.
I think it's corporate.
Because looking back at your, because looking currently looking at your, can you name me three employers other than Dollar General and Arby's that you've worked for?
I worked at. I worked at Home Depot, Bucky's, and Arby's, and all of them. Oh, did you want like just three of my other jobs?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to help you out. So calm down, because you had it wrong. Okay. Yeah. Calm down. It's okay. We're trying to help you out. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So those jobs I just gave you because you couldn't remember Home Depot, Bucky's, and Olive Garden.
Home Depot, Bucky's, and Olive Garden.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything for Arby's, and I'm not finding an employer under the name Inspire.
Inspire Brand. There's something else that comes about. Payroll in China. I saw it.
Oh, it's IRB PaySafe. IRB PaySafe.
IRB
something? Yeah, it's like IRB PaySafe something.
If you need help with that.
So I'm not finding anything under that employer name either. So do you want me to just keep trying with Arby's?
Yeah, let me log in.
When did you start working at Arby's?
I started. September 4, 2021.
All right, then I found it. All right, so you started working there on September 4, 2021, and you stopped working there on the 20th of this month.
This is January 21st.
21st?
Yes.
All right, and what city was that?
That was Daphne, Alabama. Daphne, Alabama, yeah.
All right, do you know the phone number for that Arby's?
Yes.
And what's that phone number?
251-626-3645.
All righty. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, I haven't received any pay.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working for the company?
I lost the job. I got fired.
And why was that?
I had, like, something up in my life, and it was, like, stressing me out, and something happened, and I had to, and I got fired from that job. I just, I didn't show up to work. I didn't show up.
And you didn't show up, so did you call no-show?
Yes.
All right, and what is the name of the person who informed you were being let go?
No one informed me about losing that job.
So you just simply assumed you were being terminated?
Yes.
All right. All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. Do you have pen and paper?
1 second. Okay, yes, I have a pen and paper.
All right, so your PIN number is 0595.
Okay. 0595.
Yep. All right, so the following information and the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just filed also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application. For the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
You must be able and available and update your online resume. Failure to update your resume may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the week telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Please make sure your first certification is made either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that this Sunday coming up is when you'll start making your weekly certifications. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you have any questions regarding the information or you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Julian.